Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get your podcast from. Appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Feel weird, Robbie? We've been dancing around this one. We haven't done it yet for some reason. I don't think we've done it yet. We have to do it though. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in hot coffee.
I mean, that wouldn't be weird at all.
That's the weird. That's the one where it's not weird at all.
But that would actually be a perfect location.
Yeah.
For Brupolo or the Strange Brew. Or
yeah, whatever you want to call it. The Strange Brew Hot Coffee House.
Yeah, we'll just call it Strange Brew. Right?
Yeah, the Strange Brew Hot Coffee House.
That works for me.
The Hot Coffee House.
My dad wants, and my mother want everyone to know that they are frequent Strange Brew visitors.
We have accidentally turned your father into a celebrity.
He was already a celebrity in Winston and Choctaw County.
Now we've got him in Oktibbeha.
Winston, Choctaw, and Webster County. That area. I'm not bragging on myself or whatever, but people say, "Oh, you're Robbie's dad here."
Yeah.
Whenever I'm in Webster, Choctaw, or Winston County, it's, "Oh, your brother Rob's son." That's how it's been my entire life. Because my dad is larger than life in many ways. Mm-hmm. But he is now being noticed in Starkville and surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. He is being noticed as Big Daddy.
Yes.
He went into Strange Brew, and according to him, now he has a propensity of, is that a word, propensity?
Yes.
Of exaggerating quite a bit. He can exaggerate a little bit. He's a fibber sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But he said four or five people came up to him and asked if he was Big Daddy.
We need to find out more about this information.
Yes.
Have you ever seen Big Fish?
I've seen a little bit of it.
That's Big Daddy.
He is.
He got them stories. Got them whoppers.
Oh my gosh. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a guy that can talk.
Yeah, I know.
And tell a story. I mean, he's amazing. We really do need to get him on the podcast. Just get it out of the way.
We're going to do a rumblings with him
one day. Let's just see. We're going to do a rumblings that is just people asking my dad questions.
So somebody, you know, we talked to Dr. Kate. You know what? Let's get to the ad read.
Okay.
College court. Oh, no.
All that to say, my parents absolutely love
Strange Brew Coffee.
Strange Brew Coffee.
As will you.
And if you buy me something, I saw somebody did. Thank you very much. Please don't say BBC.
All right, the family program. I say that, and then I'm gonna tell that story that I was having a discussion with somebody about, but.
But yeah, just let's spell it out next time.
Well, I'll just get right to it. So,
blueberry cobbler.
I talked to Dr. Keenum after the game. I saw him after the game, and his wife, Rhonda, was like, "Yeah, he's an avid listener to the show."
Does he listen to the podcast or the show?
The podcast.
Really?
Uh huh.
To my knowledge, we have never said a bad word.
No, about him. I love Dr. Keenum.
Me too.
So I was talking to somebody about this, and they were like, "We should have him on the podcast. Like, he could do the rumblings or something." And I was like, "Yeah, because I really want to be like this." All right, so Dr. Keenum, our next question: would you rather be able to taste with your butt or smell with your feet?
Well, Brian, I tell you, I don't want to have to put anything down by my butt to to smell it, so I'll just taste with my feet, I guess.
But that's gonna be proper guy.
Yeah, he's like, "Can I get some flavored socks?"
Something like that. That's where he would go. So, no, I'm not going to have Dr. Keenum on to do the rumblings with you people.
Oh, man. Yeah, these people,
they would kill it. And if they found out it was him, like, the questions would go up another level. It would be really disgusting.
Well, people, and then it would be the people like, why are you taking money from the university?
I don't want to get in that.
I'm just saying. People would do that.
Pip Printing and Signs will take your money and then turn that into awesome printing for your business. You are a business owner in this state. You already spend money on printing. Spend it with Pip Printing and Signs. Get great marketing materials, everything needed to get people in the door at your business, and 10% of your sale goes right to the Bulldog Initiative in your name. This is a Bulldog-owned and operated business, 30 years experience. You can't go wrong. Call Camden Baker, 601-499-5216, or visit them online, pipridgeland.com. If you need printing, call Pip Pip today. Now I'm just picturing Dr. Keenum. Rhonda, is that what I sound like? God, that'd be...
We just want to say that we were stopped by Dr. Keenum yesterday, and he said he expected us to beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, that's right. College Corner, this is a long ad read. College Corner and CollegeCornerStore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever you're looking for, maroon and white, they've got it at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Originally by Fleet Feet, Flowway by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at CollegeCornerStore.com. You know what? Let's save Restaurant Tyler, because they're going to give some free pub a little later in the show. So 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi. They're here to serve you. Go to PriorityOneBank.com to find the location nearest you. And you can start a relationship with a community bank that's going to benefit you for years to come. If you live in Central Mississippi, there is a location near you. If you want all of the great financial flexibility that a corporate bank offers you without all of the runaround and rigmarole, I love using that word, that they offer as well, then Priority One Bank needs to be your next destination. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. How long was that ad read? People are going to be mad. 6 minutes. Oh, well. You'll get over it.
Again, if you don't like it, you can replace those people. Well, no, and also you can replace those people and pay us what they're paying us.
Well, I mean, yeah,
that'll take care of that.
I just make it really easy on you. Just hit the fast forward button when I start. When I say
so much, that's
when I say the word sponsors, just give it about four.
That's apparently so much work to push the button four times.
You're very angry today.
I'm fine.
All right,
you just
gave a little.
What else have I done that's shown anger?
Well, I wasn't that you that ran out on the court at the South Carolina LSU game?
That was. What was Flo-Jay Johnson's brother?
Yeah.
What was his plan?
What's the end game?
Was he going to square up Camila Cardoza?
I think he wanted a piece of Mulkey. He was trying to get over there. He would want a piece of Dawn Staley, though.
No, he doesn't want that.
No, he doesn't want that.
I ain't messing with an OG Philly girl.
No, Staley.
There ain't no way.
Staley wiped the floor with him. All right.
South Carolina, too, and just a straight up fight, that team would absolutely wax LSU.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It would be bad.
All right. Start basketball?
Yeah, sure, right. Whatever.
It's painful because we said 4 games ago, hey, they just need to win one more game, and we're sitting here and that hasn't we're sitting here like patience on a monument waiting for discipline to be handed down. It hasn't happened. Mississippi State falls in overtime, 93-89 to South Carolina. State's schedule has finally come back to haunt them. Having to play, you know, you look before the season, you're like, okay, so you've got Kentucky twice, that's tough. Alabama's twice, that's tough. But Ole Miss and South Carolina twice, I mean, that could be 4 wins. And instead it was only one. And, you know, you didn't get, you know, last year you played Missouri twice. You played, you played somebody else that was relatively easy twice. I forget who it was. But, you also had to play Auburn twice. So State had to play four of the conference's, seven, eight tournament teams this year twice.
Yeah, schedule was...
It was brutal.
And they couldn't have predicted that. Ole Miss and South Carolina.
Well, no, yeah, yeah. But prior to the season, if you say you're getting Ole Miss and South Carolina twice, you're like 4-0.
Yeah.
State, South Carolina, give them a lot of credit. They had a really good game plan. They executed it well. And then on the other side of it, State... Tolu Smith was just a no-show in this game. Now, I know you're going to look at the stat line and see that he was in double digits. He nearly had a double-double. He may have finished with a double-double. The last I saw, he had 14-9.
He was better in the second half.
He was better in the second half, again, when it's the 15-minute mark before Tolu Smith is getting his first points on the board, that's not getting it done. And then on the other side of the ball, the big men for South Carolina absolutely dominated this game. B.J. Mack and Colin Murray Boyles, they were a combined 17 of 21 in this game for a combined 46 points. Now, Bulls had 8 rebounds. Mack only had 2.
I don't remember them doing anything the first time around.
Yeah, that game,
it was Mitchie Johnson.
They won behind the line more than anything else. State gets double figures out of 4 players. Hubbard with a ridiculous 28. But, again, he was 10 of 11 from the free throw line. You're like, oh, that's great. He missed the one free throw he had to make, and he didn't get it. Cam Matthews, who I thought did everything humanly in his power to win this game, 18 and 11. Tolu did have a double-double, 14 and 10. And then Deshaun Davis, another we're getting some really good games out of Deshaun Davis. Now, he only had 1 rebound, 1 assist, but 16 points, 3 of 5 from behind the arc. You will take that all day long. He has become more of a scorer, as Shaq Moore has not.
Yeah.
DJ Jeffries, 9 points, 8 rebounds. I mean, State got some good individual performances in this game. They shoot 50%, 40% from behind the arc, 76% from the line. They out-rebound South Carolina by 7. They only had a total of 12 turnovers in a full game plus overtime. But it was not enough. It was not enough. And now State goes to Nashville to play LSU. I can't believe I was at the State-LSU game 3 weekends ago. State completely destroyed that team. Up and down the court, no chance. And LSU is seeded higher than State. That's how bad this collapse has been. I'm going to ask you something, and I want to get your thoughts on it. I think I'm going to say this, and you tell me if you disagree. Kentucky has beaten this team 4 times now.
Yes.
I guess I should say 5, because they beat them twice. But these last 3 losses, I think Kentucky gut-punched State so bad taking that game here in Starkville that State has not been able to get over it.
It was a chance. If they win that game, they're probably a top 25 team.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at pushing up seeding to 5 or 6, like a 6 or a 5. I mean, you were making that kind of trajectory. Because if you take that one, you don't beat Auburn, I don't think, still, but you had a very good chance of winning these others, and they just weren't able to do it. And to me, a big problem is they're starting off games poorly. What they did offensively in the second half and in overtime was great, and they did that against A&M, and they stayed in the ball game against Kentucky doing that. I thought against Auburn they were punch for punch in the second half, but you've dug yourself in these holes in the first half, and I don't really know what to attribute that to. I don't know if it's lack of preparation. I don't know if it's just, you know, trying to fill the other team out. You're not getting good starts from Tolu Smith. He was non-existent in the first half.
He scored in the 15. His first bucket came at the
15-minute mark.
Yeah.
He hit 2 free throws in the first half, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically been Josh Hubbard carrying this team in first halves,
mm-hmm.
and then just, you know, you finally get people going in the second half, and you can get your team going a little bit, but you've played yourself in this position. This was preventable.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make enough plays. And the most frustrating thing about it is the defense has disappeared. The identity of this team being defense, that has gone away. Even in some of their big wins or in games that they've been in position to win against good teams,
mm-hmm.
the defense just hasn't been there.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was there against Alabama when they lost that one.
Mm-hmm.
The second time against Alabama definitely wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Kentucky, no. Tennessee in the second half, no.
Mm-hmm.
They won that game. But then you look at these games. Texas A&M had an unreal ball game, which I think they're starting to peak a little bit.
Mm-hmm. They're playing good.
They're not really playing to what their stats say. But
right.
they were still a 27% three-point shooting team coming in.
Right.
Played terrible defense in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't play great defense against South Carolina. They couldn't get a stop against South Carolina.
Yeah, I
bet I could name like the possessions they got stops in that second half and overtime against South Carolina. It's a handful.
Well, I mean, looking at South Carolina in overtime, they win the jump, they win the tip, made 3-pointer, made layup, made 3-pointer. Made 2 free throws, then made 3-pointer. Then they miss one here. They finally missed. They made their first 4 shots in overtime.
Yep.
And State just could not get stops in that game when they needed them. I mean, that's the whole game.
They weren't turning him over.
No, only 8 turnovers forced.
That was the big.
That's a problem for State. State needs to get turnovers. State's offense is just kind of flawed, right? Tolu, they do a really poor job of getting him the ball in good positions, and then when they do get him in good positions, he dribbles out of the good positions.
They basically just become a better shooting team.
Yeah. I was talking to Stefan Krajnik, who sits next to me at the games, and he made the point, he's like, it almost feels like Tolu's trying to show the NBA that he can play out a little bit, but then he doesn't shoot.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you showing them? That you can dribble? You can dribble the ball out of the post? Nobody wants that. You have the ball at the post. Go up strong, get fouled, or make a layup.
He's at his best when he's got a team deep in the paint, mm-hmm. and he's right around the rim, and you've gotten too far under the goal to stop him at that point.
Yeah.
And he's been a pretty darn good guy around the rim. I know he's missed some shots, some gimmies here and there, but more often than not, he's going to score reverse layups, dunks, put back, like right around the rim. He's not a guy that you want taking somebody off the dribble or, you know, facing the goal. That's not the kind of game that I think Tolu is best at.
Agreed.
But
all season long, they have missed shots.
Yeah.
Like,
around the rim.
We talked about last year a lot.
Cam and Tolu have...
We talked last year, like, a lot of... When State took shots, they were taking either open threes or layups.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still getting a lot of that. And that's why I'm not ever going to be down on Jans. Because, I mean, you watch the games, and you're like... I mean, he cannot lay the ball into the glass for these guys. But they miss a ton of layups. They've missed enough layups to have 3 or 4 more wins.
And they are getting a lot of contact, and that's part of it.
But that's part of it. Mississippi State is a physical team. They're gonna, you know, I don't care what Eric Musselman says. They're gonna get called for fouls, or they're gonna take contact. People are gonna,
that officiating yesterday was despicable. That was a terrible crew.
I'm gonna say the same thing I say every game.
No, listen. I'm not saying that was the reason they lost. I'm just saying that was a terribly officiated game.
But for me, it's like part of the ambiance. I just expect.
Yeah, but they got to do something.
Well, they're not.
But
you know what they're going to do? They're going to make it worse.
Probably. State has completely gotten away from the Chris Jans identity to me,
mm-hmm.
of dictating the style of play. Now, South Carolina plays similar style of play to Mississippi State, in that they're going to get in your face. They're going to be physical. They do a lot of similar things to State. They can play defense. They can D you up, get in your face, and things like that. I think they're just a more efficient basketball team than Mississippi State,
mm-hmm.
in what they do on the offensive end. And they hit shots, you know, with greater regularity. But State is getting into these ball games where it's like ping pong. They're just going back and forth at a fast pace, and they're not
built for that.
That's not their game. They've stayed in ball games that way. That's the strange thing about it.
Because of Hubbard.
Yeah, they finally have a difference maker that they can do that, but they need to get away from that. I think this team is at its best when it's playing a game like they did against LSU, where they're just strangling you to death.
Yeah.
They're cleaning up the boards. You're one and done on the other end. They're forcing you into turnovers. And they're doing what they want to do on the offensive end.
Yeah.
That's where Mississippi State's at its best, and it's playing an uphill battle in these losses. They're having to fight uphill the whole game, hit crazy shots, get hot from three. That was an unconventional game that they were playing. They're fortunate to be in it, but that's not a game that is sufficient to trying to win a top 20 contest.
So since he had the poor game against Ole Miss, he only had 5 in that game. This is Hubbard's points. 32, 34, 23, 24, 28. What is State if he's just, you know, he averages 16.8 a game. What is State in these games if he's only getting 16?
Yeah, I mean
they're getting run off
together.
The court.
Yeah.
So, you know, they desperately
need... He's masking this being, you know, it could be worse.
And again, you know, yesterday you get, you know, 4 guys in double figures. You know, Cam Matthews giving you 18 and Davis giving you 15. That's fantastic. And Tolu, even at the end of the day, 14 and 10. I think you take 14 and 10 from Tolu if it's just a different. If it's, he's getting you a few buckets in the first half and he's in the game,
mm-hmm.
it's when he has to go, you know, nearly a half plus before he can get on the board. That's an issue. That's 2 games in a row. So you know, that's the thing. The state's going to play LSU again on Thursday, and I think they can win. But at the same time, I don't think you can just I don't think you can count on Hubbard, even though he's doing it. Eventually, he's going to regress to the mean a little bit, and he's going to have a game where he has 15, 16 points, and it's going to be is that enough to beat to win? So I don't know the answer to that.
I still think that this team is capable of being dangerous in the tournament.
100%.
And you know, I think this is a good matchup for them against LSU. You just hope they're not pressing.
Right. So State down to 42 in the net, dropped from 39. I mean, if anybody ever says there's no such thing as a good loss, Mississippi State has lost four games in a row and has only dropped from 28 to 42 in the net. Now, there's a combination of losses they could have had that would have dropped them into the low 50s. So they're still in this.
Most of the teams they're losing to are really good teams.
Yeah.
Like they haven't had a ton of
most of
bad
your bracket
losses.
Projections still have Mississippi State in. Not on the bubble, not in the play-in game, in.
Yep.
So a win again they this is the same situation they've been in. A win against LSU, even though that's going to be a great win. That would be a quad 3 win for State, I believe. Where's LSU? They're down here somewhere. LSU's at 91. Is that a quad 2? No. That's quad 1. That's a neutral site.
Yeah.
Quad 3, I'm sorry. So, it's quad 3 win, but if they get the win, that's going to be it. They will be in the tournament. We can stop with all the worrying. If they lose, they're out, I think.
It's going to be very tough. Here's the thing. This loss isn't going to be – if they do lose this game, it's not going to be a good loss. Like, that's going to drop them in the net because LSU's net is not great.
Right.
Yeah, if they were playing a quad 1 team, a quad 1 opportunity –
yeah,
then it may be so.
Which they'll get in the second round,
right? The second round is not going to hurt them at all.
Technically, the third round, but
it'd be Tennessee.
Yeah, they'd be playing Tennessee.
That's not going to hurt you at all.
Yeah,
losing that game won't hurt you. This is for the tournament. I think
they got to win. They got to beat LSU. Simple as that. So.
And if you win, I think you're firmly in. Like, I don't think you're a play-in game or anything like that. That's the thing. Like, I think it's going to be a pretty stark difference in the result.
I agree.
I believe that they will probably be out if they lose just based on the fact that you know some other teams are going to fight in.
Yeah.
And if you win, I don't think it's going to hurt you or not hurt you, but I don't think you're going to be like on the border. I think you're going to be firmly in the tournament and not playing in or anything like that. Like at worst, a 10.
And as we've sort of said, better to be a 10 than a 9.
Yes.
Almost better to be an 8. Yeah, you just.
I mean, this might actually be a good thing for Mississippi State if they can win this game.
But
and
they
got to
win
something.
This game and get that momentum back and sort of take it from there. So
I just have a feeling if they win, they'll still be like a 9.
Yeah, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. So, all right, let's move into the. We talked about this on Twitter. We'll do this last, but we're going to eat our feelings in a little bit about this Mississippi State. We're going to bring this to the show. This is a bit we are ripping off. We'll just do it now. We are ripping this bit off from Barrett Salee and Andy Staples. They used to do it on Sunday mornings for college football. They would, you know, pick a team that's let's say that
struggling.
Just that had a bad loss, right? Let's just say that LSU lost to Alabama, right? And LSU fans are like, I'm so mad. I'm gonna go eat my feelings. So they would pick a restaurant like the Chimes
and eat 10 pounds of boudin.
Well, yeah. So here's how we're going to do this. We'll just go ahead and do it right now, and we'll count these as our, these are the ad. If Brian Kelly and Terry Powell are listening, these are your ad reads. We're gonna give Robbie,
yeah, perfect fit here.
Yeah, Robbie, we're gonna give you a crisp $100 bill. We're not gonna worry about tax today.
Tax. This is a tax free weekend.
Tax free weekend. Robbie is going to restaurant Tyler. I'm gonna go to Two Brothers. We have $100 to spend. All right, Robbie, I've got the calculator out here, too.
Yes.
So you're going to tell me, what are we doing with? So may I take your order, Robbie? Would you like to try some appetizers tonight?
Yeah, okay. I would like to try some appetizers. I'm gonna start off with the barbecue okra.
Very good, sir.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And first of all, I want a sweet tea to drink.
We heard you're spending $100, so we're just going to give you a sweet tea.
Yeah, if I went with like some kind of like mixed drink, we're talking $15 or something.
Yeah, we're eating our.
We're
feelings.
Making
we're
room
not getting
for food.
Yeah.
So we'll go sweet tea.
Plus, you don't drink mixed drinks,
right? So sweet tea to drink, and then I want the barbecued okra.
Barbecue okra, sir, is a fine choice.
And what the heck? Why not? Let's get two appetizers.
Very good. What can I get for the other one?
Well, I was going to go with the crawfish dip. I've decided to go with the catfish egg rolls.
So be it, sir. I would now, Brian Hayden, I would go with the crawfish dip.
I understand.
But you are your
I've
own
decided
man.
To go with the catfish. Right.
So that's 20 egg bucks rolls. In appetizers. You got 80 to spend. I assume you don't want a salad, so we'll skip that.
No, that's just
Where can
issues.
I take you next?
For my entree, I would like a ribeye steak.
How would you like that cooked?
Medium rare, please.
Very good, sir. You have a choice of one side, so you get a free side with this.
Well, we were going with two sides, weren't we?
Well, but you get one for free.
One for free, so I want mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes. Okay, so now we've spent $68.
Okay.
All right, so now you got 32 to spend. Do you want to get another side?
I want an extra side.
Yeah, what do you want?
I forget what my other side was. Can you read out the
you
sides?
The seasonal vegetable.
Seasonal vegetables.
I think that's what we have.
Yep. Yeah. That we'll get a little bit of vegetable in
so
there.
So it's 72.
Mm-hmm. And then we want dessert. Yeah. I wanted two desserts.
Two desserts, sir. Go right ahead.
So I'm going to go with a stuffed pancake.
Very good.
I believe.
Yeah.
And I will also go with a side of ice cream.
They do have Bluebell vanilla ice cream. So that's 72, 84, 90. You got 10 bucks left.
I'm done.
How about two scoops of ice cream?
Sure, why not?
All right, so two scoops of ice cream.
And you got my sweet tea, too.
I got your sweet tea.
Like $6.
100 bucks.
Boom. Right, I mean, imagine that meal.
So let's just recap Robbie's meal here. Robbie got the barbecue okra and the catfish egg rolls. He got a 14-ounce ribeye with mashed potatoes.
There's no way I could eat this.
And also a vegetable, seasonal vegetable, whatever it is. And then he got two desserts, the stuffed pancakes, and two scoops of vanilla ice cream. You could put a dent in that.
I would eat a good portion of it, but it would be...
You would get...
Well, you and I got two appetizers, yeah. And we ate.
Yeah.
And it's all gone. I ate steak. I ate stuffed pancake. Yeah. We shared the stuffed pancake.
We did. We did share.
This would be tough.
Be tough. So
but I'm a growing boy. I've gotten...
That's Robbie's. He's ate his feelings.
My stomach has expanded since I got my gallbladder taken out a few years ago.
I would have gotten that strawberry cake. Sounds good. I didn't know that. I didn't know it existed.
Strawberry cake is actually what I picked yesterday. Maybe I should switch to strawberry cake and ice cream. I think that's a better fit.
You could get strawberry cake and stuffed pancakes, and it was.
I could, but that's too much. Okay. Batter.
All right. So old Brian's going over to Two Brothers for his meal. So we're gonna get. So I had to look because it's got the market price on the wings.
Right.
But you can get, I think it's six wings is 10 bucks. So I'm going to get six smoked wings and an order of pork rind nachos. That puts me at 24.
Pork rind nachos? I got to eat my feet. Yeah.
All right, so that's 24 bucks.
A little dirty deets.
Yeah. There's going to be some dirty deets after this meal. I'm going to get four tacos. They're $4 a piece.
God.
So I'm going to get four of my favorite, the chicken chipotle tacos. That puts me at 40 bucks.
I have to lock the restroom down.
I know,
down.
Right? Then I'm going over to the sandwiches.
Oh,
$16
Lord.
Bucks for a prime rib, the prime rib po' boy. So that's at 56. And then I'll get a pulled pork grilled cheese.
Good God.
As well. So that's 74. Now you get a side with your sandwich, but I'm upgrading on both of them. I'm going to get the premium side, so it's an extra $2 a piece for some street corn and the bacon mac and cheese. So I'm at 78 now, and then I'm going to get dessert. They only have two desserts, so I'm going to get them both, the bread pudding and the blueberry glazed cheesecake. That brings me to a total of $94.
John Candy in the Great Outdoors could not knock this out.
You ready?
With the old 96.
And? I have a Diet Coke.
Zach Arnett is gonna bowl
bust
into
my balls.
We ate dinner with Zach Arnett one time, and we were just crushing
a lot of food.
We have a 5-course meal, and Brian's like, "I'll take a Diet Coke."
A Coke Zero.
Zach Arnett looked at him.
He's like, "I mean, why?"
Zach Arnett was like, "You're like those people that go to McDonald's and get a Diet Coke after getting a Big Mac."
That's right. And then I was like, "Yeah." At least I didn't change a record-setting offense.
No, you didn't.
I should have. I wish if I had known,
You did say that we would talk bad about him.
I did. I let him know.
We told him that we were not going to be his friend.
So I still have $6 here. Is there anything? Oh, I did have. I screwed that up.
There was something in there.
I had another sandwich. I got the. I've done the math wrongs here somewhere. So let me redo here. So give me one moment here, people. 14 and 10 is 24, and then it's another 16 for tacos. Is that right? Yes. So that's 40, and then 54,
mm-hmm.
and then 70, and then 16. That's 86. Okay. Yeah, I did screw up. I want to get one more sandwich. I'm going to get the tenderloin sliders.
Good God. That used to be my go-to.
By the way, I just want to point out to our listeners how much food you can get at Two Brothers for $100.
It really is insane.
That's enough food. I just got enough food for like five people. Maybe six.
I always go back to whenever you and I went there for the pick'em 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm gonna take you down. And we went in there and you got
$80.
Yeah, it was. It was like $80 for both of us.
For both of us, yeah.
And I got a bunch of stuff. You got a bunch of stuff. Two Brothers is very affordable.
If I tried to eat four tacos would fill me up.
Yeah.
But I could probably get three tacos and one sandwich down. I would be miserable rolling out of there though.
But
again, you take a group there and you order everything I just said. You cut the sandwiches into quarters.
You know what gets you is the pork rinds.
I didn't get any pork rinds though.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You got pork rind nachos.
Got the pork rind nachos.
Those are very filling.
They are.
They're actually not bad for you either.
No, there's no carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. We have eaten our feelings. Thanks to our friends.
My gosh, did we?
Over at Restaurant Tyler.
I needed that yesterday after the basketball. When you started talking about it, I was like, I just kind of want to go now.
Do you want to know? I ate my feelings last night. I was just in a bad mood. I've also been sick all weekend. So even after I'd eaten dinner,
you started to cough.
It was like 9 o'clock. I was like, F this. I got up and went to Taco Bell. Told my wife. I had fourth meal. So, oh well.
What did you get?
So they got chicken empanadas now. Fried.
Yes.
With the chicken and cheese, spicy ranch dipping. I got that, a steak quesadilla, and a couple soft tacos.
Nice.
So this is after we had eaten at Lost. I already had
it. You went to Lost Pizza?
Yeah, we went there for dinner. So.
A lot of bread.
Yeah, it was a bad day. I had a bad day. I'm allowed to have a bad day.
Well, it's technically vacation. It's vacation.
I don't ever work according to you.
Every day's a vacation in our lives, Brian. We love each other.
You're right. We'll move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Good Lord. That restaurant, Tyler Ribeye, would be a fantastic addition to any meal. If you haven't had a ribeye at Restaurant Tyler, you're missing out. And, of course, there's so many great steakhouses around this state of ours. If you live in almost any community here in Mississippi, you aren't too far away from a fantastic steak. Go out and support those great businesses. They are part of the Mississippi Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Did Two Brothers? What are we doing here? Excuse me. Great products, great service. Every business likes... It threw me off.
There we go.
Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing that now for 49 years. And when we're talking about technology, you know that...
What is going on with that clock?
I got to get video.
What is happening?
Because that's scaring the clock. That is straight out of a horror movie.
Dude, what is that?
Hold on, get the video.
I heard something. I was like, what is that sound?
Let's get some video here.
That's creepy.
Robbie, are we going through Inception right this second? Are we going to go outside and it's going to be
The seconds are ticking normally.
Robbie, are we going to go outside and it's going to be like 2032?
I hope.
You're going to go outside. My kid's going to be out of college. Natty's going to be in high school.
I don't understand what this is. I apologize.
No, you did right, because this is it.
This is insane.
I expect something from Insidious to come through the front door.
Okay, it's now 1 a.m. according to this clock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how long has that been going on? It could be 1 p.m.
It just happened because I started hearing some clicking. I was like, what is happening? And I turn around and the clock, the second hand of the clock, it's the second hand, right?
Yeah.
The long
That's the minute hand.
It's rolling.
The but minute the, hand is rolling.
The seconds.
The second is normal.
It's clicking.
Totally normal.
Okay.
The minute hand is rolling. Yeah. I just tweeted out a video of it. I'm a little scared.
I'm a little nervous as well.
So, Advantage Business Systems, they'll take care of you. I don't know if they can take care of you if you fly through the time-space continuum. Anyway. Wow. Maroon & Co., before you head...
We're off the rails.
Buddy, this show is not where it wants to be, but it is what it is.
This happened after we started eating our feelings. Are we dead? Are we in heaven right now?
There's about a 45% chance that we're dead right now. And we're just talking, and God's going to let us finish up. He's like, all right, great show, guys. Come on in. Not you, hey, Dad. not you, hey, Dad.
Why, because you're Catholic?
Huh? No. I'm just a terrible person. The promo code is THUNDER15 at Maroon & Co. 15% off all regular price items. Exclusions do apply. Before you head to Duty Noble, before you head to Davis Wade, before you head to the Hump, you need to head to Maroon & Co. Goodness gracious. All right. Baseball. Two things can be true at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
This team is a lot better than it was a year ago, but they still haven't proven anything to us, correct? That's how we'll look at things?
They haven't proven anything in the large scale, like the...
Right.
Is this team good enough to make the postseason or whatever? They haven't proven that yet.
Right.
But they've proven to pitch and play defense better.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two things I think they've proven.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't purely know what this team is, I don't think, until after the first three weekends.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion.
I agree.
Even after next weekend, I don't think you can rush to any brash judgments negatively. Now, if they sweep the series against LSU or they win the series, then I think you can start saying this team's turning. But
I think if they just get a win. If they get a win and both losses are reasonable, they lose 7-5 and 4-2. Okay. That's a huge improvement from a season. I know what you're going to say. They beat LSU a season. Okay. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So.
But they have not beaten this LSU program at Mississippi State in
forever.
Over 20 years.
I thought this weekend the pitching was very good. We'll have to, you know, when we talk to Lamonis later today on Sports Talk Mississippi, hopefully we can get an update on Nate Dom.
Dome.
So he's turning into the new Quanzo Martin.
Quanzo.
Yeah, that's what I've always called him, Quanzo. Yeah. So anyway, we'll hopefully get an update on him.
What's he up to lately?
Quanzo Martin?
Mm-hmm.
Currently, he's listed as a former head coach, so I guess he's not anywhere right now. Let's see here. He's nowhere right now. He's not in
unemployed.
Coaching. He's not in coaching.
So. All right.
I thought the pitching was good. I thought the hitting was much better this weekend. You asked about situational hitting in the postgame today, and I thought that you're correct that, you know, getting with guys on base with two outs was much better. Defensively is where I think this team has taken the biggest jump, believe it or not. Even as good as they've been pitching, the right side of that infield with Kohler and left side of that infield mm-hmm. with Kohler and Cup is as good as State's had in some time. Kohler is an outstanding third baseman. Cup, I thought, made one of the headiest plays you'll see from a freshman on a ball hit to him with a runner on second, decided to go for the force. And try to get him at third and got him. I was just incredibly impressed by that group. I think that defense, if State loses games, I'm not going to walk out of the stadium saying they gave that game away. They may lose games. They may lose a lot of games. But I'm not going to walk out and go, well, what can you can't win when you walk seven guys and you have three errors. I'm not going to be saying that. It's just going to be, they're just not as good as the other team. Which is a step forward.
They had 26 errors
At this point last year?
Yeah.
On Monday, I asked Lamonis, I said, 12 games in a year ago, you had 20 errors. This year, you have 10. How many do they have right now? They had 10 on Monday, so.
Let's see. 10.
They haven't had an error since
Didn't have an error the whole week.
That's pretty impressive.
16 less errors.
I mean,
And you know, we can talk about all we want to, like, they're not playing anybody. You can have an error against anyone. I mean,
The level of competition is irrelevant to this discussion.
And also, let's not act like they were playing this, you know, murderer's row last year.
They were walking guys against VMI, against Lipscomb, against Arizona State. They were walking guys in those situations last year. They were committing errors in those games last year. They're not doing it this year. The level of competition. 114
strikeouts. No. Sorry. 182 strikeouts to 48 walks.
What was it last year? Can you pull it up? It was bigger. There's more walks, I promise you. But this is about what State is doing, not what it's doing to other teams.
Yeah. You know?
And here's
it'll take me a while to compile that. I don't.
Here's the truth of this. If they had just held on against Austin Peay on the Wednesday game, and if they had just closed
just out win the, one out of two.
If
there.
They had just closed out the game against Air Force, and what are they what's the record right now?
They'd be 14-2.
They'd be 14-2. Robbie, I'd actually be excited.
Yeah.
I would be telling you they may have turned it around. Lamonis may have turned this around.
I think coming in, I think I said like four losses. A non-conference would be...
So if they win the next two...
They can do that.
They'll be there.
It doesn't matter.
I think I said less than four. But, I mean, if they were 14-2 right now, I would be genuinely excited about...
You just couldn't lose like six.
Yeah, I would be genuinely excited about this team and the way that they are playing, and I would tell you that they would have a shot against an LSU team that's, you know, taken a little bit of a step back from a season ago. A team that you beat last year. The only game you lost was to the best pitcher in the past decade of college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell you you'd feel pretty good about that, but they did lose those games, and so I still remain in wait-and-see mode for everything.
Yeah, it definitely is. I want to see how they look. Now, they've looked much better offensively, which is kind of what they do. They've had a lot of slow starts under Jake Gautreaux and kind of found their groove and become a pesky lineup. I think that they can become that. They just need everybody to kind of be on the same page as a unit, everybody locked in at the plate. You want to make your lineup tough 1-9. You don't want to have any holes in it. And that's the goal. That's the goal for them. If they can get to that point, we know they're going to pitch it better. If they are as bad as they were last year pitching, they're going to have almost four more runs on their earned run average in SEC play than they do now, which means they're going to have like a 8 or 9 earned run average in SEC play. That is really hard to believe is going to happen. So we're just going to assume that they're going to be, you know, at worst, their earned run average is going to drop a run and a half or something at worst. So you're going to pitch, you're going to play defense much better if the offense can just get going.
It stopped.
Clock stopped. The
you know what's funny?
No, it's back. Wait, what?
That's what I'm saying. It's that's correct, except for it's an hour behind. It's 7:10.
The clock set itself?
But it said it incorrectly. It's not 6:10, it's 7:10.
But they didn't take into account the time change.
That's what I'm saying. It's correct except for the time change.
Is this like a satellite clock or something?
How can it? It's just a clock. It's not plugged in anything else.
Yeah, but don't they have? Can they like? There's like a solar thing.
No, that's just a cheap clock.
Insane.
I say that. Look at the name Skyscan, and there's a satellite.
It is. It's a satellite clock. It was trying to set itself.
I've never known that such a thing existed.
Oh, that was weird, man.
This is one of those days I wish we had the show was on video. Because we would have a camera on this right now.
I feel stupid in some ways, but...
I don't feel stupid at all. I have never heard of such.
Why didn't it set it to the...
Why is it not correct, though? Yeah, it should be 7:10. It's 7:10.
It's still messing with us.
Oh, well. All right. Before we get out of here, softball deserves some credit, too. 2 out of 3 from Ole Miss this weekend. They get walked off in extra innings on Sunday.
Could have
very, very easily swept that series from Ole Miss. You were talking about this earlier. The team, they didn't completely make over the team in the transfer portal. There's a lot of players back, but they just look different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're playing with a lot of confidence. I mean, right now, I think it's fair to think that this is a team that's going to have a chance to maybe host a regional the way they're playing. I mean, they have four losses on the year. One is to your rival in a series that you won. One's to the number one team in the nation in Oklahoma.
That you contended with.
You were in the game. That's it. This is, you know, you think about 2 years ago, you had the historic season, right? Last year, you take a big step back, and you're thinking, gosh, is it the same as baseball? You know, they have the history season, and then but Coach Ricketts has done a fantastic job of getting this team back to where they were playing two years ago.
Yeah, and had lost, let me see, five or six games in non-conference play last year. Mm-hmm. You came into SEC play, you lost, I think about it, I'm still rolling through here, eight or nine games, actually.
Yeah, they were not. And I remember last year, like, they were playing a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, well, once if they take care of their business in conference play, they'll be fine. They'll have good RPI. And then they didn't take care of their business in conference play. They started out like 0-12 or something like that.
Right? They actually swept the first series, and then they won four games the rest of the conference schedule.
Ah, okay.
So this is kind of the do or die. Whenever you get into conference play in softball for Mississippi State, it's been difficult for them to be like top half of the league.
Yeah.
That's been the bugaboo for this team.
This is a team they've beaten the number 8 team in the country, the number 13 team in the country, the number 23 team in the country twice.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned they competed.
The team that they beat twice was the one that ended
Louisiana.
Oklahoma's.
Yeah. And great people down there.
Yeah.
And
love them.
And so now they have
it just looks like
two midweek games this week here in Starkville. And then they bring in the number 17 team in the country, Texas A&M. That's going to be a really good measuring stick.
Yeah,
you know,
like if you win that series,
you know you got something. You know you got something.
And this has been a team last year. I think was the first time they haven't made the tournament. I mean, everybody Everybody makes the tournament in the SEC.
Yeah.
Like you have to be really struggling not to make it, and that's what happened to them last year.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of burned a fire under them. I mean, Samantha Ricketts is the ultimate competitor. She played at the highest level. She was a national championship player and has worked her way up to the point where she's coaching major college softball and has had some historic moments here. But she also had a low moment last year, not making the tournament for the first time in several years. And they've done a really good job. Herself, Tyler Bratton, and those coaches there, they've done a really good job of adding some really athletic players. Callie Edwards is going to be special at shortstop. She's done a really good job at the plate, too, just a freshman. And they have a nice mixture of young players, a couple of transfers here and there, but a lot of the same players. Madison Kennedy, who's actually been replaced by the freshman, she had 3 home runs this weekend.
Yeah.
And she's been starting for the last 3 years. So I really like this team. If you're ever in town in Mississippi, I mean, you're not sharing baseball or whatever, you need to go see them. They're fun to watch.
Yeah. All right. Tomorrow's show, baseball. We'll talk some football, basketball. We have a positional breakdown tomorrow. We'll do running backs on tomorrow's show. I need to get an Arkansas interview lined up. And, we're going to move forward. Hopefully we won't have to eat any more feelings this week. We'll see how it goes, though. All right, guys. Have a great Monday. Back with you on Tuesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.